Wanted to catch up with our man Jake Roos and talk some Georgia football. Good afternoon, Jake. Hope you're doing well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, Russ.
Hey, we appreciate the time and always glad to catch up with you. Jake is works for Dogs HQ and has covered the team for a long time and does a tremendous job. But, Jake, I want you to take your reporter hat off. I want you to talk to me as a fan right now. It's been a little over a week since Georgia won the national championship. They had the celebration in Athens on Saturday. Just for you as a fan, what's this last 8 days been like?
It's been pretty surreal to see, man. I got to tell you that. I mean, the air smells sweeter. The birds sound louder. It's all the best things in life, I guess. No, everybody just seems to be in a better mood, and that's the thing. I mean, I knew when it came, and I did assume it would come at some point. I didn't know when, obviously, but I knew when it came that everybody would, it would be such a collective sense of relief and almost a giant sigh that, it would make everything feel worth it. And certainly I think that's what it's been like. I mean, you talk to Georgia fans and they're moving with a nonchalant list that's seldom, if ever, been seen in my lifetime, I would say.
Yeah, it's fun to watch, really, in a lot of ways, and I'm so happy for so many of my friends that are fans and went to school there to see that. It's like I was texting some buddies, after the game, you Georgia fan, you deserve this. I mean, you guys waited for so long. You've been through so many ups and downs, and it's not like this has been a bad football program over the last four decades. They've had plenty of 10-win seasons. They've been so close, but I can't even imagine the relief you must feel to finally get over that hump.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I think you hit on the right thing is, it's just Georgia's been so hard luck, man. I mean, if you look back in, especially, I think in the 2000s era, the BCS, Georgia, here's the thing. They would have at least gotten to have competed for a couple more than they would have in this playoff era. They would have had an opportunity at least to kind of have their hat in the ring. The fact that they didn't, I think, was really hard for everybody to swallow. And it felt like, sometimes Georgia teams were playing their best ball, at late in the season after an early season loss or something like that. So, I think for them to go ahead and get over that hump, just a great feeling for them. And certainly I'm very happy for everybody.
Well, it keeps turning. We don't slow down now. College football seems like a year-round thing, and obviously there's a lot of talk and conversation about what could happen with this roster for 2022. It starts at the quarterback position. Jake, I think Tuesday morning it was about the third call of the show is when the quarterback conversation started in all the elation of winning the national championship. There was, I guess, a report or rumors, whatever you want to say, strong indications that JT Daniels is going to transfer away. I just hit refresh. I don't see his name in the portal yet. But what are you hearing about the possibility of him transferring?
Well, I think we expect that, Russ. And I think, pretty much everybody has throughout the season. I mean, that's the nature of college football right now, especially you're bringing in another five-star quarterback. He couldn't beat out Stetson Bennett for the job this past year. Is he going to get a chance this year? The clock's ticking for JT, unfortunately. I mean, he's going to have to, make a move here soon if he wants to get some really good NFL tape out there. He's got some, obviously he's played in some games, but at the same time, I think that it's an opportunity really for him to kind of continue to build his stock. And is Georgia the right place to do that? Personally, I looking at what they've got coming back and what they've got the potential to have come back, and then what's out there that they're bringing in terms of Gunnar Stockton, I don't know. I think that there are probably easier paths for him. And, in the era of the transfer portal, in many cases, that's what you're looking for, is an easier path to find yourself in the spotlight and get the opportunity.
And Jake, if I'm not mistaken, he's still got a little bit of a legwork to do in the classroom, too, to be eligible to get that degree, right?
Together, I think that I don't think we'll be long for it. I'll say that.
Yeah. Yeah. Jake Roos joining us here on the program. And then Stetson Bennett, he had some interesting comments on Good Morning America. He's coming back. We know that. But he said he didn't know if he could trust the coach's decision making. I thought that was an interesting wording right there. What's the latest you're hearing on his the possibility of him coming back to UGA?
Yeah, I think I would expect that right now, personally. That's just my gut. not any insight on that. I think that he'll come back, give it a spin during spring practice, and see how that goes. But I think he's been pretty clear that he wants, you know, at least an opportunity to compete for the job again. And certainly he'll have that opportunity, a chance to compete for it. But at the same time, you know, does he feel it's going to be the best opportunity? Does he, you know, how does this affect him if he doesn't get it? I mean, there's just a lot of unknowns. And you know, I think we can all be fair and be happy for Stetson, certainly. I mean, I'm thrilled for the kid. I think it's amazing what's happened for him. But realize also that he caught lightning in a bottle, and there's a reason that a lot of guys who come from his situation and who've been in his situation aren't finding themselves in the national championship conversation every year. I think that, you know, that's it's an opportunity for him to kind of continue to gauge what's I think he'll do that. And like I said, my gut says maybe he takes a look at spring and see how that goes before making any decisions.
Jake, what have you heard about Brock Vandegrift? It was a highly touted player that came in as well out of Prince Avenue. Obviously JT Daniels and Stetson Bennett were the topics of conversation. Carson Beck was in that conversation as well. So being an incoming freshman, he was down on the depth chart. But what have you heard about his potential?
You know, Brock's a guy I think that they're still really excited about, and I expect that he'll be in the mix, certainly for the job next year. You know, to me, a guy who just wasn't quite ready this year, and very few freshmen are. I mean, not a lot of guys. Look, almost nobody's Bryce Young or Tua, right? Yeah. So when you get a kid like Brock, he's going to have to come in, wait his turn, you know, play behind some more experienced guys, certainly, I think, as well. And, you know, but I think that his skill set, and I think you know this now by seeing that they brought in Gunnar Stockton, his skill set is really what they're searching for. They're looking for a guy who can do the best of both things that JT and Stetson can do. You know, it's that combination of the legs of Stetson and then the arm of JT. And I think that, you know, Brock presents you with that kind of scenario, and as does Gunnar coming in. So, you know, I think that those two guys are going to be competing heavily for the job. I think Carson Beck's another guy that you have to consider. What does he do? Does he stick around maybe and give it one more shot during spring practice, take an opportunity to see how he fits into this whole equation once more and then test the waters? Or does he test him here in the next couple weeks? We're not sure on him. But, you know, Brock, I think, is a guy that the excitement around him is justified, and I think that he's a kid who can win this job.
It's going to be a very interesting spring, to say the least, when we get there for the University of Georgia. Now, on the other side of the ball, no surprise, and a lot of the guys that have declared for the NFL draft, N'Kobe Dean, Lewis Cine, Trayvon Walker, I think those guys are potentially first-round picks. And then there's a lot of talent on that side of the ball that we knew Georgia was going to lose. But to get the news from Nolan Smith and Robert Beal that they're coming back, how big is that for Kirby Smart and the defensive side of the ball?
Well, it's just tremendous. I mean, those two guys in particular, I think it's so huge, because you just can't, in this era of college football, with it being so pass heavy, you can't have enough pass rushers. You can't have enough guys who are back there affecting the quarterback and disrupting. And so to bring back your lead, your leader in sacks and Robert Beal, and then a guy who is an emotional leader as well as one of your top sack guys in Nolan Smith, that's absolutely huge for Georgia. And it makes a lot of sense, I think, for both guys. You know, both guys can play themselves into larger positions in the draft. I think that they'd have that opportunity. So it's big. I mean, there's really no other way to slice it. You know, Palmer Toms, our beat writer over at Dogs HQ, pointed out now that Georgia's got significant experience returning at each level on that defense. You know, in the front, you got Jalen Carter. Behind him, now you've got Robert Beal as well as Nolan Smith. And then in the secondary, obviously, Chris Smith coming back. So, you know, that's the kind of experience that really benefited this defense this year. I think it can do the same next year.
And as far as the guys that are going to have to step up into bigger roles, you know, a Smilemunden or somebody like that, who's the name you think we'll be talking about when spring practice gets rolling around?
You know, Smile is definitely a great pick. I think that he's a kid who played himself into some good time. One guy I'm watching really closely is Xavien Sory. I think that he's a guy who can really take a step forward over the course of this spring practice. You know, comes from that IMG program that's been so successful, and they've had so much, so many guys that came to Georgia, including Nolan Smith. To me, Sorey is a guy that you definitely watch out for. Good build, and they need depth at that pass rusher spot. He's a guy who can provide that, and I think can be a big impact maker there.
Jake Roos with Dogs HQ is our guest here on the program. And then as far as the coaching staff is concerned, Cortez Hankton, the receivers coach, has moved on to LSU. Dan Lanning, of course, is the head coach at Oregon. We'll start with the defensive coordinator. Are you hearing any names that may, outside of the Schumanns and the Muschamps, that may be a little bit of a surprise?
It's been a little quiet, I'll tell you that. I mean, I haven't heard just a ton of chatter around it. I do know this. It's a huge hire for Georgia. I think that, obviously, the wide receiver position is big, right? In this era of football, like I keep saying, you got to be pass heavy. So you got to have pass catchers. But simultaneously, you know, you got to have those guys that can affect you. And to me, the difference, the gap in difference between a five-star pass rusher and a three-star pass rusher is so much more pronounced than a five-star receiver versus a three-star receiver. You were able to win this year with guys like Ladd McConkey and A.D. Mitchell, who were not the highest-rated guys. Simultaneously, on the other side of the ball, you know, Robert Beal, highly ranked guy. Nolan Smith, one of the top players in the nation at his position. You know, Trayvon Walker, another big pass rush force for Georgia, able to come in and get it done, you know, with with a high ranking. So, to me, of the two hires, that one's got to be the one that they're most judicious about and the one that they've got to make the bigger splash with, just because of how slanted the game is toward that position right now.
And then on the receivers, I know that Hines Ward's name has popped up. There's some talk that Buster Faulkner may move from his analyst role on the field. It's kind of funny. We go through these conversations, and it's like, okay, well, you know, this guy's moving on, or this guy's hit the portal, or this guy is declaring for the draft. But it almost seems like there's just a plan in place. It's going to be hard, obviously, to recreate what Georgia did defensively in 2021. But, you know, whether it's the secondary or the receivers or the defensive coordinator, the players, it just seems like there's a plan in place to kind of deal with that. To where I don't think you're going to see much of a drop off from this program.
No, I don't think so either. You know, Russ, I think that in the way that Kirby Smart is prepared for some of these losses to the portal, he's simultaneously done that when it comes to the coaching ranks. I mean, You got a guy like Will Muschamp sitting around. How does he factor into all of this? You know, a good friend and familiar name to the program, and Mike Bobo lingering out there. Does he have an opportunity? Todd Monken's got NFL experience when it comes to coaching receivers. Perhaps that's a role for him, and then Buster Faulkner falls in line at the quarterback position. I mean, they've got a lot of scenarios that can play themselves out, and they really don't have to look too far in order to make them happen. And I think that that's what's really impactful. I think that they've done a great job kind of building it that way. And again, you know, we talk about this a lot, but That's that Alabama mentality of rebuild or reload, don't rebuild. I think Kirby has gotten the program to a place like that, and that's how you find yourself in championships, and that's how you find yourself being able to sustain success, which is the next big goal.
Yeah. Well, I found myself in the last 8 days, Jake, saying things like, I'm so glad Georgia won because ... And I'll say today, I'm so glad they won because, see, I kind of had that feeling going into the game, regardless of the outcome, that, you know, Kirby Smart in the last 6 years has really built this program up to a level to the likes of an Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Oklahoma, those elite programs. And I'm glad they won because for the people that needed that championship to validate that, they have it now. So it's a lot easier to have these conversations now.
Yeah. Oh, no question about it. I mean, it's like I said, you know, everybody, you're losing coaches, or there's talk of losing coaches. You're losing talented underclassmen, guys who could come back and contribute immediately. And everybody's just kind of giving a collective shrug. You know, it's, everybody says, oh, well, you know, we'll figure it out again. We'll make it work. And you know, that's the beauty of it, like you said.
Yeah,
it takes a lot of that pressure off.
I had a loyal listener to the show, one of our friends, has been saying, you know, he's really looking forward to the Oregon game because he feels like he can finally just enjoy a football game.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, we were talking about it after the national championship, a couple buddies and I said, you know, realistically, how long does this placate everybody? And the number we kind of came up on was about 10 years. I mean, Georgia's really gone a long time. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, by year six or seven, everybody's not answering questions, but I think that everybody can deal with 10 a little bit easier than they can deal with 41.
There you go. Well, it's finally happened. They're the national champs, and I know there's a lot of happy people throughout this state between the Braves and the Bulldogs. This is all new territory. I can tell you this sports talk's been a lot easier in the last 3 months. I can tell you that.
I bet. Hey, listen, definitely Dogs HQ is a much happier and brighter place. I know that's true for everybody who's running one of these sites. Just a whole different feel and in the best way possible. So it's an exciting time, no question.
Well, hey, Jake, we appreciate you jumping in here for a few minutes. Take care, man.
All right, thanks, Russ. I appreciate it.